Well, the 4th of July is really going to rock over in Oakland this year. The Independence Day celebration features the Freedom Rock, among other things, this year. We're going to talk about that this morning. Pastor Mark McWhorter is with us this morning. He's one of those in charge of helping to make everything go so smoothly on the 4th of July in Oakland this year. Mark, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir.
I assume you've been pretty busy working with a lot of volunteers to make all this happen.
Well, it's starting to get busier, yes, sir. It's coming together, and time is always a lot of fun when there's more people involved.
Absolutely. How much time do you spend on this? I mean, do you start very, very early, way before the 4th, to start preparing for a lot of these events that'll take place?
They do. I kind of do more of the parade and the midway myself, but the others, like with the car show and the tractor and the fire department doing their stuff, yeah, they're working a couple of months ahead of time to make sure everything is in place and getting things out there. Yes, sir.
You know, that's what's so much fun about a lot of these towns where you have so many of the different organizations, the fire department, individuals, groups, all coming together to do their own part to make it so much fun.
That is true.
Yeah, absolutely. And Oakland is no different. Oh, I mentioned up front the Freedom Rock is going to be kind of a center stage thing this year. That's pretty exciting.
Yes, sir, it is. You know, it's the Pottawatomie County Freedom Rock that's here in Oakland. My understanding is some women that have coffee on Fridays came together and put that together, and that's the reason for the theme of our July 4th celebration and the parade is Freedom Rocks, to honor that. And they will be having a dedication of the rock on Tuesday the 4th at 3 o'clock.
Well, and I was just in Oakland the other day. In fact, it was in the evening, and it looked beautiful, all lit up.
Yes, it is. It is.
Those are really neat centerpieces. Is that just now becoming a focal point for the community?
It is. It just got the rock, the artist who painted it, just finished it up a couple months ago, and it's starting to take shape. They're putting some other things around it to help bring attention, and I must admit, every day I drive by there, on my way to work, there's always somebody there stopping, walking around, looking at it, and it's bringing the people in.
Yeah, we've kind of talked about that with Bubba Sorensen, who does that work, that
right.
You know, it's kind of become a thing now where you're going to have 99 of these around the state, and folks are going to take different parts of the state, and they're going to kind of check them off their list as they go around and see the different ones. So it's really become a thing.
Yes, it is.
Excellent. For those who don't know, where is it located?
It's in Chautauqua Park, right off of Highway 59 in Oakland.
If you drive on the highway, you're going to see it.
Yes.
You can't miss it. Excellent. All right. Well, let's talk about some of the other things going on here, too, because you have stuff going on. You're not making it a 4th of July celebration. It's a 4th of July period celebration. You guys start on Saturday already.
That is correct. Saturday, July 1st, they are starting with the Who Buddies Fun Run that begins at 8 o'clock there in Chautauqua Park. And then on Sunday at July 2nd, the area churches are coming together to have a worship service in the gazebo at 10 a.m. And then on July 3rd, if you like fun facts and trivia, the PEO chapter, EQ, is having their What Do You Know Trivia Night at the community center at 7 o'clock. There's a small entry fee. I believe that's like $5 to participate in that, and that's always a lot of fun. And then things start on Tuesday, July 4th, first thing in the morning, the pancake feed by the fire department over at the fire station starts at 7 o'clock and goes till 10:30. Then those who love tractors, and who doesn't in this area, there's a tractor show at 8 o'clock, and they'll be all over Oakland driving around and in the park also. And then the car show that's sponsored by Arbor Bank begins at 9, and they'll be over in that area, different types of cars and information and trucks in there, and there's some music going to be playing over there. The band, the Clean and Easy, will be playing there. And then if you're into golf, the golf tournament at the Oakland Golf Course is a four-person best ball, and that begins at 10 o'clock. And then for the kids that are kindergarten through seventh grade, the Riverside Optimist are having a pitch, hit, and run event over in the ball fields at Chautauqua Park here in Oakland. And there's no registration for that. You just need to show up, and everything's going to be provided, it says, except for gloves. Then the midway in the park begins officially at 1 o'clock, but a lot of our food vendors are going to be opening up at 11 to help out all these other people that are going to be around all day long. And so there will be a couple of inflatables and some games, and the Lions are going to have their little train ride available and some other things available for that. Then at 2 o'clock is the beginning of the rock dedication. They're going to have a Civil War discussion going on, and then the actual dedication of the rock is at 3 o'clock in Chautauqua Park in the area of the rock in the gazebo. The parade begins at 5 o'clock, and we'll go through the park. If you want to be in the parade, you can come to the community building here in Oakland from 4 to 4:45 and register for that. And then after the parade, there will be some entertainment, and some bands will be playing in the gazebo until dark, when it's time for the highlight of the day. The fireworks will begin in all that area. So that's pretty much the day. So like I say, if you're looking for some fun on the 4th, Oakland is the place to be.
It sounds like so many of those activities are kind of centered around the park there, so you don't have to wander far.
No, sir. You can park, and there's two parking areas in the park area that you can park in, and just everything is right there, and walk around and spend the whole day just right in there enjoying the park and the lovely day that we're going to have on the 4th.
You bet. And you expect a lot of locals to be there, but do you get pretty good crowd from outside of the community?
I think we do. That's what I like about this area. I'm kind of new to it, but in the Oakland area, we do pull in people from, you know, Carson and Macedonia and Avoca and Harland and Hancock, and all those areas come down for that also. So, yeah, quite a bit of everybody, even some of our big city Council Bluffs people come down.
Got to have those once in a while.
That's right.
Treat them to some small town hospitality there.
That's right.
Excellent.
Yes, sir.
Well, I know one of the things you are working so hard on is the parade. I know you've got a theme for the parade. Is there registration needed ahead of time?
No, it's not needed ahead of time. If you want to, it can be, but you just show up at the community building, and we'll have registration forms available for you to fill out and to be a part of the parade.
Absolutely. Do you get a lot of folks that will put floats, actual floats, together?
We do have a couple that do that. Basically, it's the churches. My church here, Oakland Christian Church, is putting a float together, and I know the the Presbyterian Church in the area puts a float in, and occasionally there's a few other local places, but there are mostly tractors and cars, and then of course the fair and the princesses drive through there also.
Yeah, you bet. Well, so many people will bring different entries into a local parade, but it is kind of fun to see some of the creativity that some folks, especially when the kids get involved in creating
exactly.
Some different floats. Very good. What's the best part for you? What do you enjoy the most?
My best part is the fireworks. I'm a fireworks guy. I love fireworks.
He's an ooh and an ah.
That's right. But I guess I should say also the parade. Who doesn't love a parade?
Well, that's true.
There's a song about that.
That's true. Yeah. And hopefully the weather will be just wonderful that day and everyone will have some fun. Well, looking at the list of things you have there, from golf to a car show to trivia to the parade and the fireworks, all the different things that you have going on, it really seems like you've tried hard to reach as many people as you can.
Yes, sir. We do. You know, it's for the whole, everybody from, you know, young to old and everybody in between and families. That's what we try to do, is reach everybody we can, and so everybody can have a fun time and something for everyone.
Excellent. Some activities Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and, of course, all kinds of stuff going on there on Tuesday, the 4th of July. Hope you get a chance to get out. No reason just to sit around the house when there's so much to be able to do, and you really don't need to necessarily spend a lot of money if you don't want to.
That is correct.
Excellent. Lots going on there in Oakland for the Independence Day celebration. And check out the rock. It really is pretty neat. Have you had a chance to take a good long look there and see some of the little intricacies on there?
I have. I have taken quite a bit and just amazed on how he did that and what they put in there and all the little. It is, like you said, it's amazing. It's a wonderful piece of art that has been added to the town.
You bet. And all unique. They're all unique,
yes,
to the local county that they are in. So check it out and see what makes that one so special. And check that one off your list. Excellent.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, Mark, appreciate your time here this morning. Thank you so much for spending some time with us. Have a great 4th of July with family and friends and some new friends there in Oakland.
Thank you very much, sir. You have a great day also.